We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you today. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful and grateful that we have the privilege of coming to you in prayer. And it is true that we need Thee, every hour, for without Thee we can do nothing. And we're so thankful that You made it possible to come to Thee, to bring our burdens and our cares to You. We bring our precious congregation to You today, knowing that You care for each one of them, and we're praying that You'll bless them abundantly. We're asking that this broadcast service will be a blessing to the hearts and lives, men and women, boys and girls, for we do desire the blessings of God to be upon our precious congregation. Now we are asking You to remember those who may be sick and suffering in body, that You would minister to them, for we know that Jesus suffered stripes upon His back for the healing of our bodies. We also pray for any that are listening who do not know Thee, for we know that Jesus tasted death for every man. So take a survey of our congregation, minister to their needs, get honor and glory to yourself through this broadcast service today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We do appreciate those who take time to write and let us know that they hear and appreciate our broadcast from Arkansas, dear saints. I enjoy reading the Way of Truth paper and hearing the broadcast over KMTL. I was shocked when I received the paper that told of Sister Craig's death. Another saint has made the landing. And then from West Virginia, dear Brother Alvin, and all the church, I love the Lord, have since God saved me in 1939. I love to hear Brother Alvin on the radio. It's not near long enough for me with the singing and the preaching. May God bless you all. Again, we appreciate those who take time to write to us and let us know that our broadcast is a blessing. And at the close of our program today, we will be giving you our mailing address. And we'd be thankful if you'd take time to write and let us know. Our subject for today's broadcast, walk. Our text of Scripture is found in Genesis chapter 17 and verse 1, where God was speaking to the great man of faith, Abraham. I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. According to Webster's dictionary, the word walk means in part to go along or move about on foot at a moderate pace. It also means to follow a certain course of life, conduct oneself in a certain way. And of course, this second part of the explanation is what I want to speak on the broadcast today. Now, first of all, let us consider the way we are not to walk. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So we read in Psalm chapter 1 and verse 1. So we are not to walk in the way or in the counsel of the ungodly, and we are not to stand in the way of sinners. We also read in Leviticus chapter 18 and verse 3, after the doings of the law of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwell, shall ye not do, and after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, shall ye not do neither, shall ye walk in their ways. Of course, this was the Lord speaking to the children of Israel after he had brought them out of the land of Egypt, out of the land of bondage. And of course, the Egyptians were idol worshiping people. And the Lord is saying to them, now I don't want you to do according to the Egyptians. Neither do I want you to do after the people who are living in the land of Canaan, where I'm going to bring you and give to you as an inheritance. God did not want them worshiping idols. And he wanted them to worship him and to serve him. And so the way we are to walk in newness of life, according to the Apostle Paul, as recorded in Romans 6 and 4. So if we are a new creature in Christ Jesus, we are to walk in newness of life. We're not to follow the old way of sin that we once walked. We are to walk a new walk. Walk in newness of life. And how is this? Can this be done? If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he hath robbed, walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse 15. So if we're going to walk in newness of life, we're going to have to forsake a life of sin, a life of wickedness. If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he hath robbed, walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, that is, without committing sin, he shall surely live, he shall not die. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so if we're going to have life, and if we're going to walk the way God wanted us to walk, we're going to have to stop a life of sin, a life of wickedness, and walk in the statutes of life, or in other words, in obedience to the word of God. The psalmist said in the 86th Psalm, in the 11th verse, teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Yes, if you want to know how to walk, if you want to know how to live, study the word of God. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. In that beautiful prayer that Jesus prayed as recorded in John 17, Jesus speaks in one portion of the prayer, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And so whenever the psalmist said, I will walk in thy truth, he's talking about walking in the light or the teachings of the word of God. And he says, unite my heart to fear thy name. Another passage of scriptures tells us why there is so much sin and wickedness and evil in the world today. And it is because there is no fear of God before the people's eyes. We are told in the Scriptures, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, yes, fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. There is no condemnation in walking this way. No, there is no condemnation in walking after the counsel of God or in obedience to the word of God. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There is condemnation for those who are walking after the flesh, who are seeking the pleasures of this sinful world. But there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Now, a highway is there for us to walk on. We read in Isaiah chapter 35, verse 8 and part of verse 9, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring man, though a fool, shall not err therein. The redeemed shall walk there. I'd like for you to notice carefully this passage of Scripture from Isaiah 35, because it speaks of two ways. And it says that the way that the righteous are to walk, the way that the redeemed are to walk, they are to walk this highway, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Now the other way, notice this, the unclean shall not pass over it. In other words, the unclean are not on the highway of holiness. And the word unclean here is simply speaking of those who are living in sin, living in disobedience to the word of God. And Isaiah the prophet said, the unclean shall not pass over it. In other words, the unclean, the sinful man, is not on the highway of holiness. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The redeemed shall walk there. You have to be redeemed from a life of sin before you can walk on the highway of holiness. And therefore the psalmist said, O Lord, teach me thy way. And whenever you teach me thy way, then I will walk in thy way. And I want my heart united to thee. I want to follow after thee. I want to do thy bidding. I want to do thy will. That's the heart. That's the state. That's the spirit. That's the attitude of a person who has been redeemed from a life of sin. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So Paul said in Titus chapter 2, and he went on to say that the Lord Jesus had given himself to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. So the redeemed shall walk on the highway of holiness. Thank God Jesus Christ tasted death and made it possible for everyone to be redeemed and to walk on the highway of holiness. To walk on this highway is to walk with God. Yes, to walk on this highway is to walk with God. We read in the early part of the book of Genesis about a man by the name of Enoch. And the Bible says Enoch walked with God, according to Genesis chapter 5 and verse 22. And as he walked with God, the Lord took him. Now, to walk with God, we must walk in the light. Yes, light is used for the truth, and truth is light. So if we're going to walk with God, we must walk in the light. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So we read in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. If a person is living in sin, they're walking in darkness. Yes, the gods of this world has blinded the minds of the people. And if you're living in sin today, you are walking in darkness. But you have the privilege of coming to the Lord Jesus Christ, confessing and forsaking your sins, and then you can walk in the light. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. The Apostle John tells us in the earlier part of this chapter that we have fellowship with God and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And this verse of Scripture tells us that we have fellowship with one another whenever we are a child of God and we are walking in the light. Jesus said, as recorded in John 8 and 12, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. No, you cannot follow Jesus Christ and walk in darkness. If you're going to follow Jesus Christ, you're going to walk in the light. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. For we were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. So the Apostle Paul instructed the Ephesians, chapter 5 and verse 8. For if ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord, walk as children of light. This is a good way. I want to emphasize that because it is indeed a good way. This is a good way. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. Yes, the Lord's way is a good way. There's nothing good to be said for Satan, nor for his way, nor the way that he would have you to live. Again, the wages of sin is death, but God's way is the way of life. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, look, and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way. And whenever you see it, whenever you find it, walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Ye which are troubled with us, rest with us, the Apostle Paul said. That's what the Old Testament Sabbath was a type of. The seventh-day Sabbath given to the nation of Israel was a type of the soul rest that we have in Jesus Christ. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and you shall find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Now, there are requirements to be met to walk with God. Reading from the book of Micah, chapter 6 and verse 8, He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Now, this is what God requires. And again, God's way is a good way. Yes, the Lord's way is a good way. Wherein is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest under your soul. So he hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. So Paul says in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6, He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6. Now, beloved, God does not require the impossible. What God requires, he gives you grace to do. Let me read this verse of Scripture again. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. He that saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk even as he walked. And that's talking about Christ. So we are to walk as Christ walked. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. So we read in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Now thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 21. No greater blessing can one know than to have salvation and walk with God. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, we will indeed walk with God. And it's not just for this time world alone. If we walk with God here in this time world, abstaining from all fleshly lust, forsaking all sin, and walking with God in this life, then we will be able to go to dwell with him in a never-ending eternity. And that certainly should be appealing to one and all. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, for he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit bear witness to the truth that has gone forth and bless the Scriptures to the hearts of our listeners. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another gospel message with you. I trust that the Word of God that I brought to you today will indeed be a blessing to your soul. If so, we encourage you to write and let us know. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can listen to a number of our broadcasts on our webpage. You can also read our monthly magazine. And you can also join us in our Sunday services. Our Sunday morning service, 20 minutes before 11 Eastern Time, and 6 in the evening. And our services are broadcast live on the Internet. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to the broadcast today. Invite you to tune in the station next week when, again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
God understands your sorrow. He sees the falling tear and whispers, I am with thee. Then falter not nor fear. He understands your longing, your deepest grief he shares. Then let him bear your burden. He understands and cares. God understands your heartache. He knows the bitter pain. Oh, trust him in the darkness. You cannot trust in vain. He understands your longing, your deepest grief he shares. Then let him bear your burden. He understands and cares. God understands your weakness. He knows the tempter's power, and he will walk beside you, however dark the hour. He understands your longing, your deepest grief he shares. Then let him bear your burden. He understands.